Oh, look at these biggins.
And you can meet Sean Bass. He'll be there as well. What are you doing? You're interrupting paid advertisements, Gordon, with your banter.
It's 11:36 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The voice you heard just moaning a second ago was Gordon Keith.
That's exactly right, Dave, and I'm honored to be here for, what is this, the fifth year in a row? How long have you guys been doing the orphanage?
75
We've been doing it four years, I guess, but before that, we had been here how many years with the rant?
That's right. We used to do it, didn't
we?
Yeah.
You guys used to do a show together. I don't know if you remember, Gordon.
Barely. So we're out here on the roof of Stan's Blue Note. We're overlooking the people. It's really filled in here.
Yeah.
We can see the burned out hull of Torelli's and Hurricane Grill and Mix and Greenville Avenue Bar.
And the legendary architecture of Goody Goody Liquor.
Yes. God, is that not the... Well, anyway.
But
down south of us, there's tons and tons of people packed over there by the burned out hull of that complex.
And as a kind of a result of the burned out hull of a complex is the new addition this year behind Blue Goose in the Blue Goose parking lot. Usually they would just have porta potties back there.
Yeah,
but this year there's a huge pavilion.
Biosphere happening over there. Huge tents.
And I believe there's going to be an Eddie Money concert later.
That's always fun. Okay, so we've seen a lot of attractive women, correct?
That happens a lot every year down here.
The only woman that's attractive to me is my wife.
What's going on there?
He's doing a bit. He's just trying to get me riled up.
Have you gotten in trouble or something at home?
Yes.
No. I love my wife.
It's kind of like when you piss off a sponsor and you have to make extra mentions on the air.
Is that what's happening?
No, I just...
Seriously, man, Dallas Dodge, you really got to go there because you said something stupid and they got mad at you the week before. So
that's what it sounds
like. This is what this is.
What did you do to her that made her so mad?
I have achieved the best that I could ever achieve, so I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Bitch.
Why do you sound miserable, then?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Why are you full of nothing but private complaints off the air? Begging us to get involved in some sort of murder-for-hire plot on you. And, seriously, man. She'll be set up. I got insurance. Just please get rid of me.
But the thing is, he wants us to murder him.
Yeah, he wants us to murder him.
Right.
He wants to die.
Why do you want to die so much?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what do you think about the talent level of these women compared to years past? It's about the same, right?
Yeah, it's
always the same.
I mean, you live in freaking Dallas, Texas. It's consistently good. These guys don't realize how lucky they have it.
Now, when you walk out of here after this, will your pants be charged up? I mean, does this get your libido up and going?
I'll probably have to spend a little bit of time on spank wire.
Really?
And just dial it up on your iPhone as you're walking back home?
Yeah, as you're walking down the alley on Goodwin and firing off into a red Fatinia.
I'll be able to wait until I get home.
That's right. You don't live too far from here.
No, I can walk. Walk here with shoes.
Well, I'm using the alley on Goodwin, so there's going to be one.
Why don't we just help each other?
Just arcing into a recycling container?
Okay, that's too descriptive. Stop it.
Really?
Stop it.
Really happy.
This isn't Jake and TC's podcast. You don't get to say whatever you want.
Okay, why is Santa Claus riding up on a motorcycle back there? Look at this.
Because it's fun to do Christmas things.
Look at that. What the hell is that?
Mrs. Claus is really let herself go.
He doesn't look like Santa Claus. He looks like the Travelocity gnome.
But he's large.
Yeah, he is.
Sitting on a large motorcycle, and he has some chick back behind. Yeah, Santa's divorced. He's obviously drugged that out of Lotus Goat or somewhere.
Hell with it. No toys this year, bitches.
So anyway,
we're going riding.
Maybe we can interview the Lotus Goat, Mrs. Claus.
Oh, they just circled back. Now they're leaving.
Geez. All right, now, the thing is, we really need to do this next year. All right,
I'm planning
for next year because this is a lost cause this year.
Okay.
All right.
I think we're doing great.
We need a T-shirt cannon.
Yes.
We're throwing them, and they're not getting there, and it's... TC, you can handle that, can't you? Rent a T-shirt cannon, and we just set that PSI to
$700,000
and just fire them as hard as we can.
T-shirt cannons cost $700? Do you mean to rent them or to buy them?
We just want to rent them. None of his motions made any sense.
We just need to jump one of those Mavs men guys.
But if we shot T-shirts into the crowd, that would be a lot more festive.
The fun slingers?
Yeah, the fun slingers.
That's what I'm going to be slinging into that recycling bin.
So much fun.
Here's half a Dixie cup of fun.
Oh, man. Where's okay. Dave Little?
So we have Dave Little. He's down there on the street with a wireless microphone, and he's our guy. If we spot a good-looking girl, we just Van Halen grid him.
Here
we just
I
say,
am.
Hey, look, 2 o'clock, large rack in a green shirt.
They don't have to
wear a large rack.
It seems like we always gravitate towards those, don't we?
Because they're easy to spot from the rooftop.
Now, where we should explain, Dave Little, noted regional comedian, he's dressed in an odd fashion.
Yeah,
he's definitely, when he was up here, he looked like a sniper.
He's got a dirty trucker hat, a green army fatigue jacket, and combat boots.
They're not combat boots.
Whatever, they're your Hitler boots.
Yeah, I guess.
Like a militia member. Stop
who,
with the Nazis.
Who do you want me to talk to?
You make me.
Huh.
I don't know.
Talk to that girl right there.
Right here? Hey,
give me,
how you doing? You're on the radio.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I went to the same high school as that guy.
You went to the same high school as Gordon?
Represent. Eagle.
Mighty Fighting Eagles.
Are you as old as Gordon?
No, I'm older.
No, you're
Oops.
Not. It's not possible.
Yeah, but Gordon was in my sister-in-law's class.
I'm 49. Really, I was. Did I have her?
Are you married?
No.
Would you
Are
like?
You looking to be married?
No.
Do you want Gordon?
Yeah, I'll take Gordon.
What would you do with him?
I'd do him.
You
whoa.
Would
do,
whoa.
Okay.
My God. Oh, my goodness.
Well, all
do
right.
Do you like his beard?
Yeah, that's fine. I like the beard.
So she's not married right now.
It doesn't scratch or itch or anything?
She doesn't mind a little chafing on the inner thigh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Right, it's nice.
When you go lunching.
Does she like it if I... treat her to privates as a buffet.
Open up her lunchbox.
Hey!
Good Lord.
Dang. Oh, my gosh.
God. Dang.
Well, it's nice to have you here.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Do you think you might find a love connection here today?
I don't know. We'll see. I'll let you know. I'll
about to get
to
it
you.
From me.
Yeah, meet us at the dumpster.
Yeah. I'm going to
meet us at the dumpster.
Crack her teeth on the recycling bin.
We'll find you. We'll come find you.
Okay, she's going to come find us.
All right.
Oh, geez. Hey, Dave Little.
Yes, sir.
Do me a favor and kick the cord from the wall outlet on the Red Bull DJ truck.
The Red Bull DJ. Dare you to go just unplug it.
It's getting kind of...
I mean, play something good at least.
Will it slow down like
do you think
a
he takes
33
requests?
And a third?
I doubt it. Yes.
We do need Dr. Dre right now, don't we?
Yes.
Yes. Just
okay.
Put a can of Dr. Pepper on the top of that guy's laptop. Turn it over.
You're surrounded by men.
Yeah, you're in the middle of a sausage fest.
I don't
you
know.
Need to get out of there.
Okay, here comes
just
girls.
Sword
Gay
fight your way
like
out
me.
Of there.
Here comes three girls.
Where?
In a
use your man stick
boot.
As a divining rod.
Oh, it's not working right now.
See these three
right,
girls?
Look at this
they're
girl.
All wearing boots.
Okay, here, yeah.
Go oh, there you go. Come on, get over here. Get over here.
Oh,
see
I see
him?
Her. I see her.
Intercept.
I
come here.
Hey,
right here.
Hey.
Clothesliner.
Hey, excuse me. Hi. Hi. You just won $50.
Okay.
Hey,
thank you.
Baby.
Yeah, you got to come back over here. Come over here. Come here. Come here.
He's now he's paying them.
Leave her alone.
Them.
Leave her alone.
You can
what
find the $50 at the bottom
here.
Of the recycling bin. In the
right here.
Wave
alley.
Wave to the radio.
There
people.
She is.
What's
oh,
your name?
My goodness.
Courtney.
Oh, hot
Courtney.
Girl's name.
Do you like the ticket?
Yeah, I do.
Mm. Can you name those any of those people up there?
Danny.
No, okay.
No, you're helping.
Get no helping.
The human sperm
Gordon?
Helping her out.
Gordon?
There's Gordon.
Davey and
she's
Gordo.
Getting the
Davey
names from the
and
dude.
Gordo.
There's
Gordon, Davey, and Gordo.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my. Those are my attorneys.
Ask her about her.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
How old is she? 24.
Are you 24?
I am.
Uh-huh. You're right. She is 24.
Where do you live?
Where do you live?
In Uptown.
Exact
of
address.
What's
need
your
exact
email address?
Address.
What does she sell for a living?
Yeah, what do you do
what
for
do,
a
what
living?
Do you sell for a living?
Ad space. Advertising?
No.
Pharmaceuticals?
Yes, again.
Marijuana?
Yeah. Do you have any pot on you right now?
No.
Do you like
you
to get
it?
Do you like to smoke pot?
Do you like to smoke pot?
No, I don't.
Does she have any prescription drugs that we can Corey Haim out on?
Do you love to smoke pot?
No, I
my
don't.
My enlarged heart needs some medication.
Oh, my God. I need a Vicodin. I need some MS medicine.
If there was somebody dying, would you disrobe for them?
To keep them alive.
It's a good
question.
It's a legitimate one.
That's a good question. Oh, you haven't drank anything yet?
I haven't drank anything yet.
I don't know how to talk. I went to Richardson.
Hmm.
How about this guy?
Yeah, let's talk to the guy in the A's shirt.
What? Are you an A's
the
fan?
A's?
I am. Why are you living here?
I don't know. I hate Dallas.
Oh,
they,
my God.
They have a Mike Bassick baseball card.
As opposed to Oakland. Yeah.
Boy, look at this guy's look.
I like this guy.
Doesn't he look like he was collecting comic books all day yesterday, and this morning he was hunched over his laptop.
Is that a wig?
A what?
A wig.
A wig.
Huh. A wig. Did you not understand the question? I will punch you.
Oh, here it is.
He's getting aggressive again.
He's so violent. He's like the most violent interviewer.
What do you do for a living? Can I call you? What can I call you?
You can call me Jordan.
Jordan?
Okay.
What do you do for a living?
I sell insurance.
What kind?
Health.
What other kind?
Talk to the girl next to him.
Just the health.
With the really white teeth.
Oh, you do have white teeth. What Look makes your teeth so white?
I'm not really sure.
Well, answer the question.
Crest white strips.
Really?
Crest white strips. Are you wearing them right now?
Yes. I'm currently wearing them.
No, you're not.
Do you floss?
No.
You don't floss?
Mm-mm.
Ask where she is in her cycle.
Do you like bicycles?
I keep forgetting they can hear.
Is this your boyfriend right here giving you answers?
It's my brother.
Oh,
gross.
My gosh.
Gross. Yes.
Well, you
yes.
guys are
make out.
You're
make
dating
out.
Your brother?
Oh, my gosh. Why are you dating your brother?
I'm not dating my brother. It's just my brother.
You broke up.
Has he ever walked in on you in the shower?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, sis. Well, we don't want to waste water. How about we?
Your back looks like it needs a loofah.
Oh, my gosh. Your bottom looks just like mom's.
He just made brother spit all over the floor.
He's wearing a shirt that says Merkins Hockey.
Really?
Yeah. That's... What does that mean?
I think you know what it means.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So how long have you been with your brother?
Oh, we're about 21 years
That's
now.
That's hot. All right. Yeah.
Nice. What do your parents think of that?
It's very Mackenzie Phillips.
Know. Yeah. Right on his shoulders. The opposite direction.
Yeah.
What?
Go back to comics.
Yeah, let's backwards chicken
backwards
fight with another sibling pair.
So, do you, on a Friday night, what
look
do you
that,
do?
Look at that.
On a Friday night, I sit back, kick up with a little red tube.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah.
There's a little red tube reference.
Have you ever been with a woman?
Humans are disgusting.
Virtual or like real life?
Virtual.
Yeah, have you ever been with a virtual woman?
Yeah, every Friday. Every night, actually.
Do you upload red tubes of the brother-sister team?
Yeah.
How do you fit into this equation?
Ask if the brother and sister, they shared a Jack and Jill.
Oh my God. What does that even mean?
What are you doing on a Saturday night?
I don't know. I'm a little distracted by TC's restless leg syndrome here. And
it's... All right, bail out. Bail out. If you're not going to interview the brother and sister, then...
Bye, Jordan.
Find another brother.
How
sister.
About this one right here? Hi, what's your name?
Amber.
It's Amber.
Uh-oh, alert.
Up there, see? Hi.
Hey, Amber.
Oh, she's cute. Hey,
you have a boyfriend?
I have a fiance.
Damn.
A fiance, but what
Damn.
About a boyfriend?
Break her nose.
I don't have a boyfriend.
You need one. Because how are you going to know if he's the right one unless you're with other people that aren't?
Yes.
That's so true.
There you go.
Don't you want to be my boyfriend?
I don't know. Let's meet by the dumpster.
Do the head push.
I'm not that kind of girl.
How do you know until you try it?
I've tried.
You've tried
does
sex
she,
by
does
the dumpster?
Does she wear her sunglasses that way to try and avoid the head push?
Yeah, why are you wearing your sunglasses like that?
Yeah,
because we took a picture.
Is that what girls do? They just put up like pigeon spikes on their head to keep them, the guy doing the head push?
When are you guys getting married?
Ow, there's sunglasses there.
Today?
They're getting married in a month.
Are you serious?
Right. Oh, congratulations.
Can we come to the wedding?
Right.
Sure.
Can we broadcast from the wedding?
Can we get a beer sponsor, you think, if y'all come?
Yeah. Are you guys Baptist?
We're getting married in Baptist church.
Oh, no ask beer. Them if they did premarital.
Yeah, have you had premarital sex?
No, counseling.
Premarital counseling, yes.
Oh,
but have you had sex during counseling?
No.
Well, you should try that.
Okay.
Wait a second, they really have not,
you have not
done stuff with each other?
You guys are virginals? Their friends have seen it.
Oh, gosh.
All them.
You guys have had sex
in front
all
of them?
All of them, yeah.
Oh.
Communal sex?
Yeah. All right, stop. This is getting too graphic. You got to talk around stuff.
And they're all wearing green, too, which is really weird.
Tell her to give her fiancé a Hange for St. Patrick's Day.
Good God.
Look, you should... Why don't you guys kiss right now?
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, isn't that sweet? They love each other.
Die.
St. Patrick's Day.
Their first kiss was St. Patrick's Day 3 years ago.
Really?
Is that when you got the cold sores?
And they're getting married?
Is that when I got what?
Nothing.
Cold sores.
Gold.
Does she have cold sores?
Gold.
She proposed to you?
Oh, they want me to tell you that I proposed at the Rangers game. Did you hear about the girl that proposed at the Rangers game last year?
Oh, all right, I sure did.
No, we can't.
You're
talk
listening
sports.
To the Orphanage.
You should have some baseball.
We'll be back.
Congratulations, and I'll see you on the rebound.
All right, this has been Dave Little and Gordon Keith and Dave Lane and Danny Bayless and the Orphanage live from Stan's Blue Note, the Greenville Avenue St. Patrick's Day block party. It's getting packed. It's $8 to get in. The proceeds support a very good cause. And coming up next, Bassick and Newberry keep the fun going for another 2 hours on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.